Okay, good morning. Saturday, August the 10th, 2019, 7:16 a.m. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It looks like it's going to rain. That's what it looks like. It's gray. There's a front off to the northwest. It's probably coming in this direction. There's a bit of a breeze if you're in the right place, but I haven't got one right here right now. So yesterday was the first day of Novelrama with the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. I ran sprints all morning and then worked well into the evening marking up Cape Grace, trying to identify the places where stuff is missing. It's not like you can go to the pantry and find the empty shelf where something is supposed to be. It's like, okay, we're moving this along, I need something here. What do I need here? So it's an interesting challenge. It's kind of a pain in the butt. But I got 3,000 words yesterday, almost, and 29 and change, which is, you know, less than half of what I needed to make the 25,000 word goal, but my goal for this is to finish Cape Grace. And those 3 hours yesterday, doing the sprints, doing the writing, and then I'm doing the analysis for the rest of the day, so that this morning I got to do sprints again. Starting at 9 o'clock Mountain Time for 3 hours. So I have some ideas about where I need to put stuff, what kind of stuff needs to go in there. There goes the and a haired jogger. So Anita sent me an article last night. This morning, I'm not sure when it came through. I picked it up this morning when I opened the mail. From the Silver Sneakers blog. Now, Silver Sneakers, if you're not aware of it, is a wellness program offered by a lot of the Medicare Advantage programs. So, if you're a member of, if you have one of these insurance programs, you've got pretty much free membership in any, and about 6,000. Fitness clubs around the country. And it was about muscle strength and muscle mass, and how for older people, like people over 60 like me, that you actually get stronger before you can see the result, that the capacity for strength improves before the muscle mass does. And that results really can take 8 to 10 weeks. So that was kind of inspirational. It's like, okay, there's a reason that I'm not seeing a lot of results, but I'm able to do more push-ups. I'm still at 20. I really need to be doing 3 sets a day. At the moment, I'm only doing 1, if I remember. And I need to fix that. I also have my liter bottles of water. So basically 1 kilogram weight. For hand weights. And the push-ups handle core and back, along with the arms, upper body. good morning. And the walking, of course, is lower body anaerobic, so I'm not terrible. Although it probably would be a good idea to do some leg strengthening exercises over and above the muscles that I need to walk 4 miles a day. I did notice the other day, of putting on my shorts to go the walk, do the walk in the evening, that my calves and thighs are a lot more defined. I don't know if they're any stronger. I should probably be doing like squats or something. Yeah. Okay, we got Saturday morning. Got a fairly decent night's sleep last night. I woke up at 5 without, you know, it's like I didn't have cats waking me or anything. It's just like I woke up at 5 and said, okay, well, it's time to get up. And I got up and then said, maybe I was a little premature, so curled up on the couch again for an hour. Got another little snooze. Seems to help a little bit. I don't have the I'm so tired I'm bobbleheaded feeling anymore. It's a good thing. Got a splinter in my finger this morning. I have hornets in my barbecue pit, and I closed off the access points and then opened the lid last night. But I wanted to close it this morning so that they wouldn't be able to get back in or get out. Either way, and I got a splinter. I have to go home, find a needle, and get it pulled out, because otherwise this is going to be... Yeah. I got a splinter in my finger. Thorn in my paw. Luckily, the splinter's in my left hand, and I'm right-handed, so... Fine motor skills won't be an issue. I do not have the metronome going this morning. I don't know what that's going to do to the timing. I don't feel like I'm working as hard. I don't feel like I'm as moving as fast. But my legs are talking to me. Thighs are saying, help, good morning, good morning. Walking past the Groundhog Village. Prairie Dog Village here. Good morning, prairie dogs. They're not giving me any attention this morning. They're sort of sitting there eating whatever it is that they're eating. I have no idea. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me, monk post. Ambient 68 this morning. It is a little bit muggy. I think it's because of the extra cloud cover overnight kept the heat in. It was high 90s here yesterday. It's supposed to be high 90s here again today. Morning dove cooing away over there. So I haven't seen an episode of Agent of Steel for like 3 days now. It's I've been kind of avoiding a lot of media. And Agents of Steel is like really, it's gotten weird. I appreciate this. It's superhero comic book fiction. It's still weird. I'm not sure about it. Bosch is still very intriguing. I am in season 4 of Bosch. Still enjoying it. They've moved away from a lot. One of the things that I enjoyed the most about Bosch was his character development and the way he used music. Jazz, classic jazz, in a similar fashion to the way Doyle and Holmes used the violin. I like that conceit. I'm gonna use that somewhere. I don't know exactly where. Maybe they should all take up the pan flute or something. No, it's not gonna happen. Jesus. But I have been caught up in Sylvia Engdahl's Steward of the Flame. And it's how to put it. On the one hand, it's not technically a very good book. It's not very well written. The story is intriguing. The story is intriguing in spite of the fact that it is, oh man, it is rife with coincidence. It is It requires a certain level of Deus Ex to pull it along. And yet I find myself willing to forgive it that I want to find out what happens next to Terry. So it's, and I realize that one of the characteristics of it is that it's, I think I mentioned this the other day, it's written as if it came from the 40s or 50s. It has that same sort of mid-20th century vibe to it. But it has the current pop references. It has current cultural references to it, like one of the shuttles is named Picard. I'm assuming that that's a Star Trek reference and not some 17th century explorer or something. My thighs are definitely talking to me this morning. What the hell is going on here? I'm not going particularly fast. Although maybe I am. I notice that I'm a little bit noticeably more winded. So it's a dichotomy. It's one of those stories where it's like I read it and go, really? What happens next? So it's really an odd experience for me, but I'm finding that more attractive to use my non-writing away from keyboard time. So I find myself reading it while I'm cooking instead of having the TV on. Sylvia Engdahl, Story of the Flame. There's a two-book omnibus edition. Grab a sample. See what you think. Okay, here I am, almost back. Crossing Lawn Street. Guys came to my lawn for Thursday, about 10 minutes after my wife went to lay down for a nap. Yeah, well, it happens. At any rate, here I am out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.